It's gonna ruin my mood for this one. Hey everyone, welcome. It's We Watch Stuff number 177. I'm Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I hope everyone's enjoying themselves. I am enjoying my 4-day weekend, and we are laughing because of a private joke. And we'll leave it at that.
Don't buy a house. Anyways, we are here obviously to talk about Avengers Endgame. So as I put in the description, if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen to the show. This is your only warning, and it's going to be full of spoilers, like the X-Men and Fantastic Four saving the day at the end, all sorts of stuff like that. So, anyways, what'd you think, man?
Yeah, that's going to be a gimmick the whole weekend, isn't it? Just fake old spoilers.
I mean, when Prince Namor summoned the seas to drown Thanos, I mean, it was just crazy. So, anyways... So what'd you think of Endgame?
Before I tell you what I think of it, I just tell you my experience because it was funny. We both bought our tickets a long time ago, and our theater, I guess they finally finished doing renovations because like half the theater was closed up until till yesterday, and I noticed that because they added about 5 or 6 extra shows the day of.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, when I first bought the tickets, they were showing it like 6 times. And by the time I got there, they were showing like every 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that makes sense. So,
and, you know, we were talking about how some theaters are just going to be open. They were open from Thursday. They're going to be open through Sunday, just open 24 hours.
I was wondering about that because you have those shows that started at 11. So there were 1 a.m. shows.
Yeah.
And I just thought, are you just going to stay open and have a 5 o'clock in the morning show? I mean, I didn't check that around here, so I'm not sure if that's what they did. But
some places, they were talking about they had shows 4 in the morning.
I don't know if I could do that one.
I mean, you talk about this type of fan base, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to see the movie and you don't, like, you work, like, an overnight shift or an evening or, like, a night shift and you didn't get a chance to see the movie, like, even when they were adding extra shows, like, I was looking, and the last time I looked, besides, if you didn't want to sit in front row, you can find things like Monday for the most part.
Okay. So on that, we went to the IMAX, and they changed it to 3D, which pissed me off. Because when I bought those tickets, it didn't say 3D. And I'm like, well, too late now. So we're already here. I mean, what are we going to do? Anyways, so we had, you know, luckily, I was able to choose the exact one I wanted. Well, I saw those poor bastards sitting in the front row of the IMAX. And I'm going, how do you even see? And I'm being dead serious. How do you even see anything? You're looking, I mean, you're about 6-7 feet away from the screen, but it's an IMAX.
Yeah, you're seeing all feet.
Yeah. I mean, that was crazy to me, and I'm like, well, that sucks. As I walked into my perfectly centered seat, I didn't care, so, but.
Yeah, like, even with our seats, like, even front row has a good view, because they have the way that the seats are set up. It's like, you don't have to crane your head or anything like that to be uncomfortable. It's just less seats, but it's more space for the seating. So anyway, I get there, like, 20 minutes early, no rush to get the seats. And it's a dude in there with a fully functional Infinity Gauntlet.
Awesome.
Completely cool. Like glowing stones. And people are taking pictures and stuff. I'm like, that's cool. So only had 15 minutes of previews, which was, I guess, like a movie that long. They cut to it. And then lights go off and the movie starts. And I will just say this. I don't know if it's the best Marvel movie or best movie whatever I've seen, probably like as from a technical or movie standpoint, no. I will say I've never had a movie experience like that in person, and I seriously doubt that I'll ever have like that type of feeling watching a movie as I watch this one. And it's not just the movie itself, it's like everything that builds the movie. And that's kind of like, you know, like I was just drained when the movie was over, like in a good way. I was just like just into the movie and just like a 40-year-old, you know, I was telling myself, if 16-year-old me knew that 40-year-old me would see this, 16-year-old me would think 40-year-old me was a liar. Like this, I was just keep thinking like the whole time, like, this is just amazing. Like the fact that it got here, the stuff we're watching, And from start to finish, I was just thinking, like, this is just an amazing experience. Like, how did they pull this off where they made a three-hour movie that did not seem long at all?
Not in one. I was going to ask you that. Not in any instance did I think, wow, this is going way too long, or wow, we've been here a while. Not one time.
I kept looking at my watch thinking, like, how much time went by? And I was like, wait, already two hours? I was like, it felt like it was like 30. Because I was like, are we about to run out? It was funny. I was thinking, are we about to run out of time for the movie? Like, part of me was thinking, like, this movie's kind of moving fast. Like, are we going to run out of time? Like, oh, it's only been an hour and a half? Like, yeah, it did not feel like a long movie at all. It felt, if anything, which is funny to say it, it could have been, like, I don't want to say longer, but if they added like 10 minutes or something, I wouldn't have felt bad. But the people worrying about 3 hours is too long, no, not at all.
No, and that's what I enjoyed about it. It gave everything, you know, all right, it gave everything time to breathe, and actually it could have been longer. Because to me there seemed like there was still some stuff that could have been developed further, but I mean, I guess they could have made it a trilogy, but damn, that would have been really pushing everyone. Mm-hmm. And no, I never look at my watch or anything like that, or phone, whatever. So I don't know, man. It wasn't perfect by any stretch, and like I told you, I think I liked Infinity War better. I don't know, I liked the weight of Infinity War, especially the end, where it was just like, what the hell just happened? And with this one, there was always that inevitability of people coming back. Although some people that didn't come back, I was like, oh, all right, which made sense in their rules. So
I laugh when you said you like Infinity War better. I've heard some people say that, and it's funny, if people say Infinity War was a better movie, I wouldn't necessarily argue with them, but I would laugh if you said, like, we remember how Infinity War ended, right?
Yeah.
So this whole, yeah, I like the movie where the bad guy won and everybody was sad and crying when the movie was over. It's kind of a funny thing, but I guess it's kind of like, you know, people like Empire Strikes Back the most out of the original three Star Wars. So that's not, like, it doesn't have, that's not without precedence. I will say about this, the reason why I liked it is because it was fun. It gave you what you wanted. And it's this funny thing where fan service has become this bad, this evil word. Like, oh, they only did stuff that was cool because people will like it. I'm like, yeah, good. Like, I'm paying money at the end of the day, at the end of the story. I want to enjoy it. Like, I want to have fun. I want it to be, you know, like a hopeful, good ending. Infinity War did what it did to set this up. And I look at it as like two movies, like two different sides of the same coin. Infinity War did what it had to do to set this movie up. And you can't really have one without the other. Like, it's hard talking about this one without talking about the other one. You know, we were trying to focus on this one. So I would say the stuff, it was a few dodgy things. But I think the funny thing for me was they explained it enough for it to make sense. And it's kind of weird. Like, being a pharmacist, I'm used to esoteric things that normally don't make sense, just make sense because, like, these are the rules. So if you give me a set of rules and these are the rules you stick to, cool. Like, I'm fine with it. And it goes into the harder thing because it's kind of like, you know, the main crux of the movie is time travel. And time travel is always thorny in movies because of, like, this whole rule thing. And this movie made a concerted effort to say, all that Back to the Future shit, all that hot tub time machine rule shit, no, that ain't how it worked. These are our rules. This is how it worked. And they stuck. And guess what? They did stick to them. People was just confused by certain points because they weren't paying attention. But it was like, they stuck to them. They told you, this is how it works. You got to do this, do this, do this. This doesn't change because of yada, yada, yada. It only changes if it's like an Infinity Stone. But if you do this, you're fine. And okay. That was it.
Okay, so that's one thing I was a little lost on. And there's two things about the end. So were they going with whatever's happened, happened? So even if you change the past, nothing changes? Is that the rule they were saying?
Yeah, because they're saying, like, that's part of your past.
Okay, so that's why 2014 Thanos disappearing didn't affect.
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought. But, yeah, for a second, I'm like, wait, what? And then I'll
go ahead.
Well, no, this doesn't really have to do with time travel. Well, it does, but or time rules. But what the hell happened to Gamora at the end?
What you mean?
Where'd she go?
She left. That's where she went. Well, that's why Quill was searching. She didn't die. She just left.
Well, see, I thought, all right, I thought when he was looking for her at the end, he was looking for his Gamora, not the past version.
No, he's looking for the current.
They needed to explain that more because everybody I was with had the exact same thing.
I mean,
what happened?
They already established you can't bring people back who died that way.
Right, well, they didn't. Well, he didn't know that, though.
I'm sure they probably had a conversation after the fight. It's like the movie established that, and it's like she doesn't have any ties to that Peter Quill, so she did what she came to do. She bounced on out. So, no, I thought you were going to bring up the Captain America one, because we're going to be jumping around the whole thing. Because that's the one I heard people complain about the most, and I just laughed. It's like, it don't make sense. How did that happen? They established, like, with the GPS, you go back to your current time. Like the original current time. Not the whole alternate one. So I figured he went back, he put all the Infinity Stones back, he put the hammer back, and then he just lived his life. And then when he was done, he bounced back to the present.
So how I interpreted the end with him is he did the Peggy Carter one last. And that was what, 1970?
No, right? They say he aged. They said, remember, he ages slower.
Well, no. That's what I'm getting at.
So I'm figuring he went back to. I don't know. That's the whole thing. I don't know necessarily. They don't say what time frame he went back to. I don't know if he went back to the 70s. If he went back to the 40s. Because think about it, if you're this way. If it's the 70s, isn't she married by then?
All right, and that's another thing that kind of doesn't make sense. If you can't change what's happened, so what? He's around for a little bit.
He can't change her. No. He's going back where he meets her, and they still have their life. I have the feeling like he went back there and they just lived. Like, he didn't change, like, his thing. That one's kind of like, it's like if he wills back there, then does Agent Carter make sense? Or it's like, is this an alternative thing? But I always thought he just went back and they just lived, had a life, and then when it was done, he just bounced back. Like, he got the memories, he got to enjoy it, and then bounced back to the present.
Oh, see, I took it as he went back, did the Peggy Carter mission, that's what I'm going to call that one, where they're at the base from Winter Soldier, and he just stayed. Because that would make sense, him aging, because it's not 2019 or 2018 anymore. It's, what, 2025?
Yeah, so it's 5 years.
2024 in the future. So that would make sense to where he would outlive her. And then,
I mean, he would outlive her.
See, I think he just knew what was going to go on. So he just walked to that bench, was waiting for him. Like, he never used the particle to come back. I mean, he just decided not to use it. So if they
wouldn't they have seen him?
They're too busy focusing on all this stuff.
I mean,
wait. We're doing it, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure you know we're doing the exact same thing we were talking about.
And also, it's kind of like, you know, they said, like, whenever you used to return back, you return back to that time. Mm-hmm. So, but it's like,
either way, that was my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, because that's what he always wanted to do, and it fit like the movie. Like, you know, it's a good, because people assumed he was going to die.
Yes.
And that was the assumption. It was like, you know, you knew somebody was going to die. And you figure if it wasn't Iron Man, it'd be Captain America, and it makes sense. You know, they can have a new Captain America funeral, yada, yada, yada. And this way's better. It's like, you know, because it has precedence in the comics, and it keeps him open. Like, if you want to do movies with him in the 50s and 60s, what was he doing back then? You can. If you want to have him be old Steve Rogers for that show with Falcon and Winter Soldier, you can do that too. It gives closure to his story. It has an opening for those other two. And one of the saddest parts is, like, and they kind of made a big deal, he missed out on a lot of life.
Yes.
Like, a whole lot. And it was always, you know, when he first woke up, I was sort of going on a date. And that whole thing with Peggy, like when he sees her when she's old and dying, and he's a young man, that's all heartbreaking. And he's, even when he was like in the present, it was always like, you know, I'm doing the best I can to fit in, but I don't really fit in, and I've missed out on so much. So when he finally gets the chance to do that, and it doesn't have any consequences, I don't blame him.
Yeah, what do you say? I got some of that life that Tony was telling me to get. Mm-hmm. Which was what? From there were, all right, first, this movie is full, outside the time travel part, this movie is full of callbacks. And which, you know, that's fan service, which is fine. I mean, it's okay, if one, these movies are made for fans, and it just happened to work out that more and more they created movie fans instead of comic fans. So to complain that, well, it was just for the fans. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not only that, it's like they build the universe so much that they can go back in their old movies and have scenes from their old, new scenes from their old movies. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I just pop up in Avengers and you see the old stuff again. It's like I pop up in there and then it's like continuing the Avengers.
Yes.
Like stuff you saw after the fight. It's like, I would have never guessed Robert Redford was going to pop back up.
Him and Natalie Portman.
And then, like, you know, Natalie Portman, Rene Russo, like, being, you know, because Natalie Portman was like, you know, I'm done, whatever. And she was, you know, and then when she was at the premiere, people were like, oh, this seems weird. Like, maybe she just did a show support, it's like that. Not even thinking she'd be in the movie. It's like, oh, maybe see the back of her head. But yeah. No, she's in there. She doesn't say anything, but she's actually in the movie. Rene Russo's in there having a pivotal role in the movie. Like, you know, like seeing Frank Grillo again is like, you know, whatever. Cool. And so, but I like how they call back to the Winter Soldier, because like the same thing, they were in the elevator, you expecting a fight, and then he just says the Hell Hydra thing, which got a nice laugh. And it's like, it's for people who have seen these movies, and like, it kind of played with our expectations, like, you know, this stuff has resonance. Because it's like, you know, after the Battle of New York, what happens afterwards? What happens to the Tesseract? What happens to the Scepter? And they're arguing, like, you see Robert Ford, like, you know, this is shared property, let's do this, this, and this. And then future Iron Man watching old Iron Man basically have a heart attack for the mission. I'm like, that gotta be, okay. We gotta talk about the elephant in the room since I brought up Iron Man. I was trying not to cry at the end, and I was holding it in when he died. Mm-hmm. And when he was there, and there's Spider-Man there, and Pepper there, and War Machine, and like tears was coming, and I was holding it in. But when he got to the funeral part, yeah, I was just done. Like, not sobbing, but it was coming out of both eyes. I heard people sob. Like, that was just, like, it was fitting. It was sad. Because, like, you was kind of knew it was coming. And I was trying to, look, like, I do not want to cry. Like, let me just watch this movie. I know it's an emotional thing. Let me, don't do it. And I, for, like, a good minute, I tried not to. And, yeah. But whenever I was there at the funeral, and you see, like, everybody there, and, like, Nick Fury's there at the end, and just thinking, like, this whole thing started with Iron Man and Nick Fury, and this whole chapter kind of ends like that. Yeah, it was a wrap. And they even brought back the kid from Iron Man 3.
I was wondering who that was. Thank you. All right. I'm like, who's that guy? All right. Like, any sort of tears or whatever. All right. Whenever there's, like, and I know people who don't, like, watch movies and just watch them. Like, okay, we're done. I'm like, well, you didn't get invested in it at all? Like, what's the point in watching? If you can't go on, it's kind of like the same thing with wrestling, but it's like, if you can't allow yourself to get into this journey and sit there and say, well, I know it was all fake. Well, there's then one, wow, that's weird. And then two, there's no point in you watching entertainment at all. You know? I mean, like, watching TV, movies of any sort doesn't make any sense to me. But as you get older and you start to lose people, I mean, like, my grandparents, uncle, friends, you know, people really die in life. And then you see, like, characters in a movie you're invested in, that really catches you. And I think sometimes it's not so much that character's gone, but it's so relatable to see, like, the pain everybody else is going through that really gets you. So when he's going and yes, he had a heroic death, and I liked how that's how the Marvel Universe started with him saying, "I'm Iron Man," and that's how this chapter ends. He didn't get a chance to say anything.
He just died. That
was the weirdest thing. Yeah, he's just sitting there, and she goes, "We'll be okay." And I know she's talking about her family, but I think also in the greater scheme, that's like, you know, Marvel's way of saying no, or Disney, whatever, of saying no, it's going to be okay after this. And he just fades away, and it was like, wait, what?
No victory speech, no last gasp. Like,
I love
no.
Yous. I mean,
just
yeah.
Dead.
So I was like, okay. But what got me the most was, and God, this is going to sound almost like social justice warrior sort of thing, but it's not, because I've read comics since I was 6. When Cap's sitting there, and he's sitting there at the end, and Bucky tells him, go over, you know, you go over, Sam, talk to him. And Sam's talking. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird, because I figured Bucky would have been the one to talk to him, you know. Unless, did he kind of give the impression Steve wasn't coming back? When he's in a thing, he's like, I'm going to miss you. Like, he knew something was up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bucky knew, because it's kind of like they're from that same era.
Yeah.
So if anyone knows how much is important, like you miss stuff, it'd be Bucky. So he definitely knew. Like Sam probably wouldn't know, because like Sam, it's funny, like you see Cap as a regular age guy, and you forget like he came up in the 30s and 40s. So it doesn't resonate with somebody like Sam. Like, okay, I know this Captain America since I met him and since he's been back. Bucky known him since Jump Street. So it's kind of like, if anyone understands what's going through and what you miss, it's going to be your best friend.
Yeah.
That basically went through the same, almost the same thing.
Yeah. So when Sam goes over and they're talking, and I'm like, this is cool, because it gives them a chance to wrap up, you know, their thing. And he sees old. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And he's like, shame about that shield. And he goes, oh, yeah, speaking of that. And he pulls it out. I was like, oh, cool, he still got the shield. And I went, is he going to give it to Sam? And all of a sudden, he goes, hey, try it on. And I'm going, oh, no, this is not happening again. I'm not having a Godzilla moment. When Sam puts it on, and then he goes, I feel like I'm someone else. No, I feel like I'm wearing someone else's, or something like that. And he goes, well, it shouldn't. And I just went, fuck yes, like said it out loud. I was like, awesome. I mean, that's a natural progression. If you read comics, it's a natural progression. He's been his partner forever. He's been, well, in the comics especially. And then in the movies, he's always been by his side when he didn't need to be. So it makes total sense. And it was just, I mean, I guess fan service, whatever. It was awesome. But then it's also, you remember when in the comics, was it a couple years ago, Sam took over as Captain America? And what'd we get?
Mm-hmm.
What'd we get? All the fucking racists, whatever else, blasting away. Oh, they're making a black guy Captain America. Yeah. Read the goddamn comics. Oh, wait a minute. This has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the part that got me. And I was like, I don't know why. Maybe it was everything else in the movie. That
yeah.
Got...
I mean, it was a lot of stuff. Like, even the beginning of the movie, well, as soon as you saw Clinton and his family, you knew exactly what was happening. And, like, the movie starts, and it was like this whole murmur, like... like, you know, kind of like you know something bad's about to happen, and you got to watch it anyway, and you just wonder, like, how bad it's going to be. He's just there with his kids and his wife, and then they vanish. And why some asshole in the crowd was like, called it. I knew that was going to happen, like, loud as hell, to the point people were like, congratulations, you called it. Now shut up.
Yeah, did you see the goddamn commercials? Yeah.
You know, because it started happening, and people was just groaning, like, over, like, oh, no. Like, I was in a theater where it was like they was very into the movie and they was expressive. And once that one loud mouth got his whole, I called something that I knew, that we all knew was going to happen out of his system, we got back to enjoy it. But yeah, like, it started off like badly with that. And then, you know, find Thanos, he's there, go there, chop his head off. Okay. Within like the first 15 minutes, I'm like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, like, I wasn't expecting, like, this. You know, he's just there making soup. Look like he's half dead. Like, you know, he's like, yeah, I use the stones to get rid of stones. You know, make sure there's no temptation. And it's inevitable. And you can't change shit. And Thor just go, whoop. And I was like, oh. Now what?
Yes, that's what I really like, because all the trailers, commercials, pretty much everything was the first 15 minutes of the movie. Like, you got none of the time travel stuff, you got none of the Soul Stone, all that stuff, you got none of it. You saw some pictures of the end, like the battle at the end. So, but yeah, no, the sand part got me, and then that was it, right? Yeah, because they didn't go to anything else, I don't believe.
Yeah, because it ended with them with showing a picture of him dancing with Peggy Carter.
Yes, like, yes.
And then it ended.
Yeah, which was cool. I mean, oh, I like it was like, so you want to tell me who she is? Or nope. Who's like, goes, no, I don't think I will. And I was like, that's when, did you notice he was talking like an old man from that era, too?
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. I mean, it's little touches like that I really liked, so. But no, I don't know. I mean, I know we've been all over, but was there anything that bugged you about the movie you didn't like? I guess we can make it a glowing review, but I guess there's always something.
No, I mean, the stuff, I was trying to think, like, what would I change? I can't really think of stuff. No, cause it was just weird. I think the team got, if there's two things, well, one, and I understandable how little Captain Marvel was in the movie, which made sense considering how powerful they made her. So it's kind of like, you know, like you would think of being having her around would help with a lot of stuff. But she said herself, like, y'all just focus on Earth. This happening everywhere. Everybody don't got you. So, you know, you got to do your stuff here and I got to do my stuff where I'm at. Like, you may not see me for a while. So even though she had time to get a haircut, which people made comments. I mean,
no, hey, dude, that was a dumb looking haircut.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was.
No, it was not. We're gonna be on different sides of that.
Well, like, it's also two bald guys talking about someone's hairstyle, by the way. So we can take it for that. But
her hair was
dumb.
No, her hair was fine, Jeremy.
Everybody I was with was like, "Boy, that did not look good." I'm like, "No, it didn't."
Wait a second.
And I go, "That's straight out of the comics. That's why."
We had bad hair. Black Widow with like three different hair colors.
I didn't say that looked good either.
I mean, I was laughing the whole part. Like, they had time, you know, like, oh, you got time. Everyone got time to see the stylist. Because Clint looked, I mean, we got Hawkeye walking around looking like that.
Hey, guess y'all what? Looking at that Carol? Looked good either.
So, no. Yeah, it's like.
That's they like all went fun. To the same butcher of a barber, apparently. I'm going to try some new stuff out.
I think all the stuff they were dealing with, I'm giving them a pass with that. But just, you know, her not being there and then showing up. But when she showed up later on and had more weight. Beyond that, I can't really think of stuff. Because it's like, I mean, I think some people might have complained saying maybe the people that came back, it ain't come back earlier, but honestly, I didn't think they were gonna come back to the end.
Right, I thought it was gonna be the three of them fighting him, and something bad happens, and then everybody like they start to realize they're all alive, or was something like that. Yeah,
like I didn't even think it was gonna be a big battle like that. I thought it was gonna be like, you know, somebody gets the gauntlet, snaps them back, dies, and then like they have the epilogue. Not somebody's, because keep in mind they used the gauntlet twice.
Yes. Yep.
And it's kind of like, oh, the Hulk thing was, even though it's the comic book, just kind of weird.
Okay.
Because it's, I mean, yes. He said it was different because it's kind of like, he seemed like more, just seemed like, he seemed underpowered, even though he was the only one that could kind of use the gauntlet. It was funny, he's the only one that could use the gauntlet and not die. But it seemed like he was like, you know, they're not using the power of me. They're using, like, the wisdom and heart version of that.
Yeah, and that was one of my problems. I thought after Natasha died, and which we'll get to, because that's one of the problems I had, too. I figured after she died, and then this giant battle at the end, which was a gigantic battle, that I figured he would have snapped up and been like, okay, time to Hulk up, or time to power up if you want. Because he said he's like controlling like the brain, like brawn and brains, all this stuff, which they've done in the comics, so that makes sense. But then, yeah, I was kind of disappointed. We never got any cool Hulk stuff outside of the flashback, I guess, which was quite funny actually.
Pretending like I'm gonna kick this car.
That was cool. Well, also, seeing the Hulk stomping on that car to make sure the guy was squished to death, and then running off, and he's just like shaking his, covering his eyes, shaking his head, like that was great. And then yeah, when he just bops the top of the cab and then kicks over the bicycle or the motorcycle a little bit, yeah, I really enjoyed that. But I was waiting and waiting because I did buy one of those tin can popcorn buckets with the Hulk on it, of course. He didn't even do anything. So
I mean, he did snap the gun. He did bring him back.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole I didn't do anything except for like bring everybody back without dying. Like that was an important thing.
Yeah, but I want to smash some shit. No one wants a Hulk movie where he's talking the whole time, you know? So yeah.
And being like that outside guy, like basically like, you know, audience is funny because he adds like levity to it. And just seeing him like he's just trying to eat a taco. And everybody's looking at him like he's a weirdo. Like, Nebby looking at him like, you know, watch out, Rose, there's an alien here. And then he lands, and that whole joke, what, regular size man?
Yeah. And then, oh, that, all right, that got me too at the end when he comes out of the hole holding everybody. I've always loved that aspect of being small and turning to something, or small to shrink, or small to large. I've mm-hmm. always loved that since I was a kid. And just seeing him pop up and start doing that stuff, I'm like, this is great. But then I also went, wait a minute, he can't hold on to that very long. But apparently enough. So
long enough to punch up one of those
that was so chips. Cool. Yes, because that's what the Hulk did in the first Avengers.
Okay, so yeah, that last fight. Now, considering how we started with Iron Man, could you imagine that one day you see that? Just think about all the stuff you saw.
Oh, I know. Well, I like, mean, the first Iron Man to any of this.
Yeah, like you seeing Valkyrie on a Pegasus. You seeing
that was one of my favorite Panther parts.
With the door blocked. You see Pepper Potts in the armor, like the comics.
That's Ironheart, right? Isn't that what that one was called?
No, that was when they had that was the new name of the new woman Iron Man.
Oh.
The young one. But no,
does Pepper actually Century? Dig in her own armor?
Century or something like that? Or something. Safety or something like that, yeah. But no, you see that, which was unexpected. You see, you know, Doctor Strange's people. Like, you just see all of these people from all these different movies all at one thing. And it's like, wow, this was a very large universe that covered a lot of stuff, and they all lined up behind Captain America, and then he does the whole Avengers Assemble for the first time, they do the charge, and the two biggest cheers before the actual fight started was when Black Panther showed up, mm-hmm. and then when Spider-Man showed up.
Okay, my theater cheered for everybody, but by the time Spider-Man got there, his cheers weren't that loud. It was pretty weird. I was like, oh, they're saved, and they purposely saved him for last, so he gets the biggest cheer. My theater didn't cheer that loud for him.
Oh, mine did.
I thought that was weird. I was like, oh, this is...
Mine's cheered real loud when Black Panther came out. It was cheering like when other people came out, and they lost it when Spider-Man came out. Like, because it's funny how much that relationship between Spider-Man and Iron Man, even though it's only been, what, like three movies, yeah. How they made that into like such an important thing, like people were invested in that. And then when Captain America had the hammer, people lost their
that got a huge
mind. Because you see it fighting and you see the hammer flying, it's like, where's that going to? And you see Captain America gets it, and it's like, one, that goes back to Age of Ultron when they first hinted at that, and that's when, you know, when Thor said I knew it, it was like, you know, making sure if you remember that, you know, because you was wondering, like, he went back in time. Oh, got the hammer. What do you need two weapons for?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice having two, but you don't think about it. Then having them use it and, like, actually use it, like, I was like, this is comic book stuff.
Yes.
And we seeing it in real, like, this is comic stuff that we seeing in real life.
And it doesn't come across as hokey either.
No.
You know, like, I don't know.
It felt like if you were a little kid that got to play with your toys and your comics, like, you know, I wish I could see this one day, and now you get to see it and actually see it, not feel embarrassed. It's kind of like, this is this whole where you got to hide that you like stuff like this. They have theaters that's open 24 hours a day for a weekend for this movie.
Yeah.
This is something that everybody's into. So it's like I can go in there with pride and not have to hide it. I'm just watching this, you know, and they're playing like, you know, hot, you know, what's who gets the gauntlet? First Spider-Man has it. Then Black Panther, like everyone gets like their whole badass moment. Then Black Panther has it. And then, you know, you're wondering if they're losing again when Thanos like, forget all this. Like, I'm just going to murder everybody. And then Captain Marvel shows up. Thanos tries to headbutt her. She just smirked. Like, that's, and it's funny how it just show how badass she is, because it's kind of like, and it just makes it harder. Like, she's just on a different power level than, like, everybody else. But even then, it's like Thanos takes the Power Stone out the gem, I mean, out the gauntlet, so he can use it to hit her and then put it back in. Mm-hmm. Like, something slick like that, because he was getting his ass whipped.
Yeah, what was it? The cat. All right, that was one thing that bugged me. So Captain Marvel's got the gauntlet, right? All she has to do is zoom it over to whoever, and they go. She goes, "All right, here we go." She said, "Don't worry, she's got backup." And I'm like, "She doesn't need it."
I mean, so they're yeah, fighting. She
blew through a spaceship 5 minutes earlier.
Okay,
you think she can't tear through everybody else that's right there.
Well, and you notice that she didn't, did she?
She was going through everybody until she got to Thanos. And uh-huh. Where were they when they got to Thanos? Nowhere to be found. So no, she didn't need the backup.
Jeremy.
It's like a running back with a giant hole in front of him. He runs all the way down. You're like, yeah, we got you way back here. Well, yeah, thanks. You
worry about the linebackers. There's still safeties and cornerbacks involved.
Yeah, well, yeah. Too bad they're all taken out of the picture because you were able to zoom right through them. That's what I'm getting at. Like, it was...
Uh-huh. It showed that no one person can do it by themselves. Because trust me, Black Panther was just hopping and running and using, you know, shock waves, and he still needed help. And it was kind of like even all these power people, even Fat Thor.
Okay, can we please dispel that right now? He is Gut Thor. Nothing else on that man was thick except those biceps. By the way, he looked jacked when he was sitting down in that scene. Jesus. And yes, like, maybe I'm sounding defensive. Shut up.
Yeah, it sounds like a fat power lift. Like, no, I ain't fat. I just have heft for these deadlifts.
Yeah, I don't
want to
hear that bullshit anymore. So
because he wasn't the blob doesn't mean he was not fat, and his face was definitely not chiseled. So no, it was. It's funny what they did with that character with Chris Hemsworth, because it was like he went from, you know, super serious Shakespeare to like people making Big Lebowski jokes.
Yes.
which fit, and it's kind of like, you know, he had the, you know, I tried, I had the PTSD, it didn't work, so now I'm here playing Fortnite with my old buddies. Like, I don't, you know, I'm done with all that. And people trying to give him pep talks, you know, Valkyrie trying to do it. He goes back, and like, he doesn't want to go back because he knows not only that time he goes like to get the Aether, that's the day his mom dies.
Yep.
And he knows that. And he's like, I don't really want to do this. And Rocket's like, oh, you know, it's sad. And just slaps the shit out of him. It's like, you're not the only person that lost stuff. Like, everybody lost stuff. Like, you know, get your head in the game. And they established that relationship starting with Infinity War. And it just shows, like, this movie made you care about people that you did not think you care about. Or, like, team-ups. Like, when would you have ever thought you have, like, Nebula and War Machine?
Yeah, that was the weirdest one. All right, so was War Machine probably the most un? We got some of them in the Iron Man movies, but doesn't he seem like the most unexplored of the people?
Like,
he was always around. You knew he was a cool guy. He has bad legs now, and that's really all you know.
I mean, it's kind of like because he's been in 3 Iron Man movies,
and he's
been a peripheral for other stuff. It's like, you know, no, that whole scene when she reaches in to get the stone, she looking at her hand. And he's looking at her. It's like, you know, it wasn't always like this. He's like, yeah, I know you got to work with what you got. And it's kind of like, you know, it's an understanding. Like, sometimes stuff happens. You just do what you got to do. And they don't beat you over the head with it, but it's like simple stuff. It's like, okay, keep in mind, like, they have been working together for like 5 years. So by the time this there, it's not like they're strangers anymore. And that's the thing, like, you tend to forget. I think that's what helps with, like, the 5-year time jump. It's like, you know, it's not we're the strangers on the mission. It's like we're a team that's been doing stuff.
Yeah.
So we know each other, you know, because it's kind of like, who would have thought Nebula would have been so important to this damn movie? Like, when you watch Guardians of the Galaxy, when that started, to see her, like, and she did play a big-ass deal in this movie.
Yes. Well, she's a big deal in the comics, too. So, they changed it a lot, but she's the one that gets the gauntlet. So, they kind of went with that to, like, make her an integral part, which is good. Because, see, I don't mind stuff like that because it gives other people a time to breathe, and also it takes away the fatigue factor with everybody else. Like, you can only see Thor in so many scenes for so many movies, you know? So to give somebody else, and really to build them up for something else is always a good idea. So, and because that's how you stretch this stuff out. Because after this, we were trying to figure it out, which we can get to at the end of the show, but just trying to figure out where they go from here now. But we'll get to that later. So,
yeah, because they've established so much stuff. It was like they can not just stuff in the future. It's like you established that time travel is a thing. So that opens up a whole lot of universe. Like, you know, and speaking of like jumping around time, people wonder like, oh, Loki's going to have a show. How that work? So he vanished. He got the Tesseract and bounced.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah. I don't know, but they got it back, though.
No, yeah, that as far as for
that was in
the
past,
their time, yeah. And so for them, they're fine because they set everything back. That had nothing to do with him.
I didn't even think of that. I figured they just caught him again. Well, no, but they okay. So he's gonna be in the past then because he is dead in the present then.
Yeah,
because
they said the show is gonna be about him going throughout history and affecting different things.
All right.
And that makes sense because they basically set that up because it was a blink and you missed it type of thing. Like it happened. They didn't beat you over the head with it's like, oh, we messed up, so we gotta go back in time even more. So it's like now I need to see Peggy Carter and a Michael Douglas rocking a hell of a wig and good age and technology. That's how I used to roll back then, that hippie stuff. But
I'm
that
looking
scene
at old Michael
like,
Douglas movies, and I don't think he had that head of hair, but you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It was just funny seeing him young yet again.
But seeing Iron Man and his dad and everything. And that whole relationship, because that's always been a big part of those movies, like him and his dad, like, you know, my dad wasn't really there. He liked me, but didn't respect me. He loved me, but didn't know me. And then to see them interact with each other. And then that whole thing, like, you know, how you do this parenting thing. It's like, you know, you just got to wing it and stuff. And it's kind of like they're more like than they like. He's realizing they're more like than they realize. And then for people to complain, how come people from Marvel TV shows never show up in the movies? You can stop complaining. They finally did it. Because Jarvis was in there as a driver. And he was in Peggy Carter. Same actor. Same role.
One thing, all right, and I guess following the rules, that was one person noticeable. Coulson wasn't in it. Well, no. I guess he'd be dead, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
that's right, because he died at, well, supposedly died at the end of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's right. I just thought of that. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense then. Even though he's going to be on the show again, but...
But they didn't say what character he's playing.
I'm figuring he's going to play a robot or something. That's the only thing I can figure out.
I mean, it comes up kind of soon, too, so I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, because they had to wait till this came out.
Mm-hmm. So. But it's like, you know, so you just have all that stuff that's going on. All the stuff with Hawkeye, basically, like, you know...
Oof.
It's, at first, it's kind of like, yeah, you know... You know what happened in Mexico. Like, it's funny how they talked about it first before they showed it. It's like, you know, I don't even know if I want to find him. And then you see the stuff in Japan. And he's like, yeah. I guess it's like you lost your whole family. That's people handle grief different ways. Some people drink. Some people get ugly haircuts. And some people become, you know, Wolverine Jr. It's like, you know, Thanos got half of you. I'm here for the rest. That's a hell of a line.
Yeah, I was surprised because they don't normally show a lot of blood. I mean, he slit the guy's throat, mm-hmm. and
they show it's kind of hard like slit my throat and not show blood. I was like, I wonder how they're gonna get around this because Marvel tends to be bloodless. Like, no, he was. I mean, you fight with a sword to get bloody, and kudos that they showed it. It's like he was in a dark place, and anybody be there be you know, Black Widow, Vormir, man. See, that's when knowing stuff about the like what they're doing in the future threw me off. I swore Hawkeye was going to die because I'm like, Black Widow got a movie coming out.
Okay. That was the part of the movie I really hated because it just seemed like a retread. I know they were different, but I'm sitting there going, and I liked how they were fighting out. It was a weird thing seeing two people fight over who's going to die. That was kind of strange. But that's the only part of the movie I didn't like. And I expected a better death, if you want to put it that way. But I expected better.
I mean, you knew somebody was going to die. You knew somebody had to die. And you kind of thinking, like, you know, all the way Clint's on, like, you know, you see what I become. Even if I bring my family back, well, they, you know, can I even be that type of person for my family? Because it's like, I did all this stuff. So it's like, okay, it makes sense. That's his time redemption, anything like that. And Natalya, like, no. Because it's funny when they mention the names of the father, and she's like, I didn't even know his name. And you realize Natalya, the team, she don't got squat. Mm-hmm. Like, at all. So, and she was kind of like, you know. I think that threw it off. Like, not the fact that she's, of course she was willing to make the hard decisions. And, you know, they had that type of relationship. It's like, you know, go back and, you know, be with your family. But it's, I think if, had I not known they were doing a Black Widow movie, even if it was like, it could probably be a prequel, I wouldn't have been a surprise. It wasn't as shocking as when it happened with Gamora in the first one.
Right.
But it's still shocking because it's kind of like, you knew people were going to die. You thought it might be like the bigger names, not one of them. Because it's like, Hawkeye has a show that, like, it's like she has a movie and he has a show coming out. Mm-hmm. So how are they going? So it's like, well, how are they going to handle this? Like, it's kind of this whole thing where knowledge of the future is messing with your present, which is, I guess, a big part of the, you know, important part of the movie.
So that was going to be my question: is that Black Widow movie for real then?
Yeah, they've been hiring people.
Oh yeah, that's
already.
Right. They've been hiring all that. I always wondered if it was just subterfuge. Because, you know, they were getting creative and hiding stuff, but, yeah.
No, I mean, they've already been...
Yeah, because isn't Hawkeye... The Hawkeye show is about him and his daughter, if I remember.
Well, him and Kate Bishop.
Oh, that's not his daughter.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, so, yeah, because, like, they announced that Disney Plus, that's going to be one of the shows, and then they, you know, they've been working. They already started, like, hiring people for her movie, so it's like, and they talked about it being a prequel, so, but still, it's kind of like, you know, it's still weird making a movie of somebody who's dead.
Right.
And then when they, and then the fact that it's like, you know, I tried bringing her back, I couldn't. So they ain't like, you know, oh, well, she can come back later. It's like, well, it's a past version, because current one is dead. And when they all got back, and it's like, where's Nat? And Clint just had this look, and he's just, you know, Bruce is just so, like, just, like, not just mad, but not, he doesn't know how to express it, but you just, the whole thing is kind of like, you know, mission accomplished, but we lost this whole thing, and it's kind of like put a damper on stuff. And there's the whole stuff with, like, Nebula, they didn't realize, like, it's a trap, because when they was like, oh, we did it, and then the ship shows up, yep. And just blows up the entire building. I'm
I
like,
thought they killed
did they
Scott.
Die?
Yeah, I thought they killed Scott.
He was right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's got to be. That's a hell of a quick trigger.
Because
I swear he was dead. Because the way they play it, too, like, you didn't even hear the sound first. You see the explosion, and then you hear the sound. Because it just can't. Because, like, okay, you know, what's Thanos' plan? I guess Thanos don't mess around, because he changed his plan. Like, you know, I tried doing it the first way, do half. That shit didn't work, so I'm just going to get rid of all of y'all and then start from scratch, like I should have done from the first place.
And then, yeah, basically, essentially making him God, which was, they didn't really get into, like, that sort of, like, expressing that idea, but that's exactly what it would have been. So it's very, like, I don't know, maybe that's part of it, like, the more, was it megalomaniacal he became, that's why his plans just start going off the rails.
Because
even his buddy, was it Bishop, Highfather, whatever the hell his name is, he was like, we sure want to be doing this? Like, let's just get out of here. And then, nothing. So,
yeah, because I think it's different when you see what happens when your plan works. Because it's kind of like, you know, when you go in the past, it's like, you know, this is my plan. I'm trying to get the stones to do this. And then you see a vision of the future, like, I actually did it. And look what happened. Like, you know, maybe my plan, you know, maybe I need to alter the plan. Like, I'm doing, because this whole thing is like, he like, you know, you damn Earthlings, you damn Avengers just been messing with my stuff. You know, like, It is. Like, you think about how powerful he is, and it's like this one little dirtball planet, this one little group of people just been pissing on his plans for all this time. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if I saw the future where my plan worked and it would be my head getting chopped off, I'd alter my plan too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so that's what I was going with the violence. Like, they showed Clint slitting the guy's throat, cutting people up with a sword, but that's only after seeing Thor cut Thanos' hand off, and then, well, arm mostly, and then cut his head off. Like, oh, okay, that was a shocking way to start the movie.
Yes, and people audibly gasped, because it's kind of like, not only that it happened, because you don't see, I mean, you see violence in Marvel movies, and that's not the first time people have lost their heads in Marvel movies, shout out to Doctor Strange, but just that it happened so soon. Because it's kind of like, you think this is stuff they say for the end, like, now what?
Yeah, because I was confused in the beginning. Like, oh, they're showing, okay, they get there and figure they had him, they cut his head off. I went, huh? Like, everything progressed in the movie, the beginning, so fast. Tony does the big thing, Captain Marvel finds him, they get home, he takes off, they do this, they do this. I'm going, wow, they're really pushing through this. Like, I hope they slow down. And then you realize it was just for the beginning, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, now we're like, going to get into the story.
Yeah, chopping someone's head off doesn't put, you know, ice back in the freezer.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, 5 years pass, everyone's dealing with their grief and, you know, in different ways. You know, Tony, like, I got a family. I try and, like, and it was a funny thing where it's like, I'm not trying to risk all this because I have this now. Like, I know it sucks, but... good luck with y'all. Like, you know, I hope y'all work this out. Keep me out of it. And it makes sense because it's like, you know, he got his wife. He got a daughter now. You know, and like all that like he went through a whole lot starting from like Avengers 1 forward was him realizing it's this threat that he can't deal with. And everything's been like, you know, trying to deal with it. And he threw a Captain America face like, you know, I tried to save this, and you like, you know, well, if we lose together, and yada, yada, yada. And look how that happened. Like he was just pissed, you know, and it was kind of like, I think part of, like, pissed at Captain America, but I think more, like, pissed at himself, because it's like, for all that intelligence, all the work he tried to do, it didn't make a lick of difference, so... Yeah. I don't even want to have hope, but then he sees that picture of him and Spider-Man, and it's like, yeah... I figure out time travel in a day because I'm just that damn smart.
Yeah, and the that whole thing came out so quick, but it made sense too. And knowing, like, basically, like Cap saying, "Well, we just need to," or was it Roddy saying, "Well, we just need to, you know, make sure he comes or whatever." And he's like, "No, let's let it happen." It was kind of like Cap knew he was always going to work on it. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean. Regardless if they've been around each other, they do know each other.
Yeah, and he's done that before. Like, yeah. You know, drop stuff off. Because even in Avengers, was like that. Oh, I figured out quantum mechanics for technology, so I know what the Tesseract does. What was he doing? I was just reading on my spirit. Because, like, you know, they have established that he's a super genius. Mm-hmm. And, like, and it's funny where he's not the only one there. But he's... Because even when, like, when they try to ask... Hulk is like, yeah, I'm smart. This isn't my field, which makes sense because, like, being smart in one thing normally doesn't mean you're smart in everything. Because, like, I'm smart in medicine. That doesn't mean I'm smart in, like, ballistic missile technology. So, because, yeah. Like, there's two different types of sciences. So even if you explain the science, I will know the basics, but don't ask me to design, like, a rocket launcher.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that's why they chose the direction of the Hulk they did. So they couldn't rely on Iron Man. You know, it'd be kind of going to the well yet again. So when they showed him, like, doing all the time stuff, I don't know, it was like cheap laughs, but I did like the Ant-Man stuff. Mm-hmm. Where he kept coming back, and then you knew the line was coming. He's like, I think someone peed my suit. It was either baby me, old me.
Or me.
Or it might have just been me. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
You saw the joke coming, but I still got a kick out of it. But, all right, one... Paul Rudd's a pretty... All right, there's been some people that surprised me with their acting chops. Paul Rudd was pretty damn good in this.
Yeah.
When he goes and finds Cassie still alive, which that surprised me. I figured it was going to be either the wife... It was going to be the... not the wife. The...
Ex-wife or stepdad?
Yeah, the stepdad or new father. I thought it was going to be him. just for the whatever. And but when they do that stuff, I was like, damn, okay.
She hit puberty.
Here's one other weird problem I had with this. So they had time to build that entire park of people who vanished, right?
Uh-huh.
He's walking through a neighborhood that looked like it was out of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And it's like, you couldn't, you know, with all the people building stuff, you couldn't go and clean shit up.
They just said they'd give it a couple $100 million to, what was it, Notre Dame?
I gotcha.
And yet Flint still doesn't have water. So
I know. All right, cool.
Some things don't, because they made a comment, oh, the wells came back, so the water's cleaner. But we don't play baseball anymore because everybody's dead. So, yeah, so that's how life works sometimes, you know, even when it's like superhero stuff. That's the one thing about humanity is like we're real big on building memorials and remembrances of loss and stuff like that, and not so much of dealing with like current people. We like to remember the past instead of fixing the present.
Yep, that's a good call.
And that's the point of like the movie. Like a lot of them couldn't; they were still stuck in the past. Like Kevin Durant said, you know, I'm telling all these people to move on, but I ain't move on. You know, Thor and Iron Man definitely didn't move on. It's like, you know, they just exist and try and do a, you know, adventure stuff. It's an earthquake on the water. She's like, how to handle? It's like life. It's an earthquake on the water. It'll handle itself.
Yeah, all right, so that, I guess, she wasn't, like, a huge part, but I was kind of disappointed not to see more of her. But, I mean, I guess you can't have everybody all the time, so whatever, that makes sense, I guess. But was there, and I guess where I'm going with that is, was there anybody you wanted to see more focus on? Or did they do, like, I thought Infinity War, they balanced everyone really well.
Yeah, because they had a lot of people to balance. And I think if Infinity War, I think the only change they would have made is they probably would have had more stuff with Wakanda if they realized how big Black Panther would be.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of like they didn't have – I knew, but they didn't know, because it's kind of like people still underestimate stuff like that. So that's fine. And it says a lot that most of the troops came from Wakanda when they had this one. Not really, because it's like Captain Marvel, they didn't spend as much time on, because she's the real – we've only had one movie with her, so it's fairly recent, and having her around is almost like a cheat code, where it's kind of like you can't have her around too much because she's so damn powerful. So you gotta, it's funny where you gotta have a reason for her not to like to be around. No, keeping the cast smaller for the most part gave space for more people to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, another thing is, like, you know, having a past version of Gamora is kind of like, oh, I didn't think I was going to see her again.
That's what I was thinking, too. But you go into the past, especially that far back.
If I say anybody, probably Thanos. Honestly, like, he's in it. But I think it's because he's in it so much in the first one. He's not being in this one. Because, like, he's not really in it that much. Like, he's in it the first few minutes. And then, well, like, hour and a half later he shows back up to like be a part of the story, just like, you know, what's going on. And like I was trying to figure out how they were going to do this. It's like both Nebulas like link because they're cybernetic, so it's like, okay, I can see future stuff because present stuff is still there, so I know like, yeah, my plan is destined to not end well. So I kind of remixed the plan, which is, I mean, that's a good way going around it. The biggest surprise, like, the people they brought back, like, one, you know, that's Robert Redford's last job because he's retired now, so.
Oh,
is it? I was just surprised. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was just surprised. It's still just amazing that Robert Redford was in these movies, like, all the people. And a lot of Tilda Swinton.
Okay, that was one that really surprised me, because there was, at least as far as I know, there was no talk about her being in this. And
I heard a little bit.
Oh, see,
and they said it was gonna be like, but the way it talked, it sounded like it was just gonna be like a cameo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, essentially, it kind of was. Nah, it's an extended scene, so it's not a cameo. But anyways, yeah, because we talked about like not seeing spoilers and all that sort of stuff. And I know it leaked, but everyone's been pretty cool about not saying anything, even for this one. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that grates me is people that get on like their Facebook accounts or on their Twitter and say, "All right, everyone, be cool. Don't ruin a movie for us." Hey, don't get on your social media accounts then. Is it like that's the stupidest thing? You know where you're going to find stuff.
But
90% of the time. So you get out there and go, "I'm going to the exact same place where I don't want to find out something that usually spoils it."
You know what's funny about that? I've been spoiled more stuff, and it had nothing to do with Twitter and Facebook. It's when you go on like regular stuff, like Wikipedia, you look at something else. Like I told you about the story about Mae Young Classic. I was looking up one thing, and they spoiled the entire ending of the Mae Young Classic for me because,
it's such same thing happened.
Person's fighting this person in the finals. I didn't find out from Twitter. I didn't find out from Facebook. It's like, if you're on social media, because it's like, there's other stuff going on besides the Avengers. Like, you all, like, I went back on Twitter to find out what's going on with the draft, like the NFL draft, because it's like a quicker way of doing it. And I didn't seem like, with Avengers, you got to look for, like, with that, you got to look for kind of spoilers. And I've never had a movie spoiled for me on Twitter because I don't actively look for spoilers and the people I follow don't spoil stuff.
Right, same.
But going online, like it's kind of like you could go online and like search Avengers. Like if you did it up until yesterday, it would tell you like runtime and like potential box office. You go on there today, you gotta be careful.
One notoriously bad outlet for spoiling stuff is Yahoo. They put stuff in their headlines. So even if you're just like, just browsing through something, it'll have like, Wolverine shows, like, people freak out when Wolverine shows up. And I'm like, what? Or like, this Marvel character just showed up in Avengers Infinity War. And they show, like, I don't know, the Thing. And you're like, as like the picture for the headline. It's like, what? So, but yeah. No, yeah. I don't know.
You go in there like Avengers Endgame movie times. Oh, what to do with the Captain America ending makes no sense. And you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, because I've heard people complain about the whole movie. I'm like, look, it's a movie. I mean, if you either enjoy it, like if it's not blatant as far as like not making sense, I've never really been a stickler with that. Like, if I get the point behind it. And like, he just wanted to dance with his woman. Let that, like, that's the point. Let that be. Yo, like, we're dealing with, I saw a lady on a horse with a sword.
I don't know if everyone heard this or not. That was so cool.
Yeah.
I was so surprised because I don't remember her having that. That wasn't in Ragnarok, right?
In a flashback, it was when she was like part of Valkyrie. But you hadn't seen it since then.
Yes.
So you didn't expect, like, even if she showed up, you think she's going to be on foot or a spaceship, not on a damn horse.
Yep. God, that was
so
cool.
I'm such a nerd.
Like I don't know. All this other cool stuff. And then someone riding by on a winged horse. And I was like, what?
Fighting spaceships.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Helping out Spider-Man.
With a guy that grew the size of, a seven-story building walking by punching a spaceship or whatever those worms are. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, you saw a woman on a horse fighting aliens with Spider-Man on her backseat. Like, that's stuff you write about, like, even in the comic. Like, if I was a bloke in a comic, would be some cool stuff. And we got stuff like that. Yeah. So now it's kind of like, where do we go from there? They can go where, like Thor's riding with the Guardians.
So. Very cool, by the way. That was what this movie seemed like to me was Return of the King.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing's over, and it's like, all right, so now here's your goodbye to the rest of your heroes. And to me, everything was satisfying. We already know there's a Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming.
Finally.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, we used to know, and then we weren't sure, and now we know again. And
I'm guessing Thor's going to be in it?
I mean, it makes sense, because it's like, I've heard people say, like, do you want to do another Thor movie? It's like, well, Ragnarok, they make a lot of money, but it's like, I think now it's going to be, like, team-ups. Like, unless, like, besides the new stuff out now, it's like, everybody's kind of established. So, and everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you can do of Thor. And, like, Thor with the Guardians of the Galaxy makes sense because they fit. And they're doing more space stuff now, like, between that and Captain Marvel. Like, so you got that Spider-Man. And it's like, imagine that. Everybody's going back to high school. It's like, you know, these people can go on 5 years. Like, the logistics, a lot of stuff happened. It's like, what grade are we in?
Yeah, I didn't think about that until just now.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, a lot of those kids, for them, it's like, you know, that was last week. I vanished. It was like I had a nap and I woke up and no time went away. And for some of your classmates, it's like, I'm in community. I'm in college now. Like, it's just, yeah, that's the thing. So,
okay. After some catastrophic event like that, maybe school got canceled down. Like, hey,
I'm
whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But
I'm sure, like,
they'd still be older.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm sure it's stuff around, like, you know, we can make this work out because this disaster happened. It's just going to be kind of awkward because, like, you're going to have 22-year-olds, you know, juniors in high school with, like, 15-year-old freshmen in high school or 14-year-old freshmen in high school. So, it's like, that's stuff. Spider-Man Far From Home is going to be very interesting because that's the next movie after that. And that's going to be, like, the first movie, you know, where it's, like, back to the whole trailers and stuff. I mean, like, mid-credit stingers because this one didn't have it. They just had kind of, like, you know, his, like, memories from the old movies. And then Iron Man's hammer just, you know, at near the end. Cause, like, you know, that's what it started with. Iron Man. This ends with Iron Man.
Well, Kevin Feige said that Spider-Man Homecoming is actually the last of this.
Which makes sense, because so, Ant-Man was like the last one from after they when they did, I think, Ultron or something like that. Yeah, they always like, yeah, that makes sense, because it's kind of like, it's be the first one that's like, you know, it depends on when they have the time frame. Is it going to be like an aftermath? If it's before Endgame and like Infinity War after, because I guess now we'll find out because this one's out. Yeah. And then it's like the future. It's a lot of this. Not even talking about the Fox stuff. It's a lot of directions they can go to.
And that's where I kind of wanted to turn this. And you know, they started off correctly. They started off with the big three, essentially the big three, with the Hulk. You know, well, actually Thor.
Big four.
Yeah.
Because Hulk, they get his individual movie, so yeah. I know they say they don't count it, but they brought people back from that movie. It counts, and it's like William Hurt, like,
yeah,
if he's in these movies as, you know, General Ross, and it counts.
Yeah, so, yeah. But no, and also if it doesn't count, then it makes no sense why they were tracking him in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, so you go with those, and those. It's funny now they're so recognizable. And people knew the Hulk, people knew Captain America, but like we was talking about before, Iron Man? Thor? Like, okay. So now it's up to them to establish new people that we're going to care about. And I think the easy one right now is Black Panther. That did a boatload of money in two movies. And people
They got their big three already. So already Black Panther, Spider-Man, and Captain Marvel. Because two of those movies made over $1 billion in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then, like, Doctor Strange would be the fourth. So, that's in the Guardians of the Galaxy. So, they already got, like, their tent poles that can hold them over. It's, like, the new stuff because it's different where you went from, like, you know, Thor and Iron Man to, like, Doctor Strange and Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about Shang. And even, like, you know, we did have the Guardians. Now, you got the Eternals and Shang-Chi. And it's, like, I mean, I don't doubt Marvel because it's, like, this Marvel. Like, we're going to have a movie with Angelina Jolie in it. A Marvel movie. So, it's like, and then, of course, you'll have, I was thinking, what movie, if any movie had a chance, like, be a big, why would you become closest? The only one is Black Panther 2. That's the only one. Like, as of right now, like, in the immediate future. Because that movie's going to be a monster. And that, because the first one made so much and was surprised a lot of people. The second one ain't gonna be a surprise. Like, so sequels to good movies tend to do very well. Like, as learned with, like, from Batman Begins to Dark Knight, and like a lot, like even Spider-Man, like Spider-Man 2 or X-Men 2. So But beyond that, it's kind of like the whole thing is kind of like, not even like X-Men and Fantastic Four. Who's going to be the next villain?
Right. And, well, that, I mean, that's the big thing. Is, well, one, all right, so you got those people, but it's like, they got some goofy-ass characters coming, you know? Mm. And...
You know who's going to be right.
Who are you thinking?
Galactus.
Well, all right, so villains, yeah, you got Doctor Doom, Galactus, who, oh, you mean like an overarching villain like Thanos?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense, because that's what I was wondering, is this seems like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Mm-hmm. And I know they're gonna they can try and repeat it with Galactus, that's fine. But it's gonna be like, well, kind of the same thing again. Like this, I guess that's the importance of this whole series is everything there's two things here. One, anything that comes forward will be like, okay. Two, boy did DC fuck up badly by that Justice League movie, because They made the batter before putting any ingredients in it. And goddamn, I mean, that honestly makes that look like such a failure. Even though it made money, it's still.
Yeah. I would say this as far as like the whole Marvel thing, because like, I think this is the end of one era, it's the beginning of another. Because one, you got a new generation of heroes. More diverse generation here. Like, ain't a whole bunch of white guys named Chris, as the joke used to be. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, that the old guard retired, you got the new guard. Two, you got Disney Plus, where it's like, we can do TV shows that really interact with the movies. So we can make so it's like, you know, before people used to complain, oh, what's Hawkeye doing? He's not going to have his own movie. So it's always going to be like a supporting cast. So it's like, when he's not a supporting actor's movie, he's not doing anything. Now they can do TV shows with people. And the big one is like, you got the X-Men back. Like, even like, the X-Men, the X-Men. Like, you know, and not even discount the Fantastic Four. It's a reason, like, the two big things from Marvel was Spider-Man and X-Men. It's a reason why we had to start with Iron Man and Thor. It's because they didn't have Spider-Man and they didn't have the X-Men. They got Spider-Man now. Well, they've had Spider-Man for a little while now, and now they got the X-Men. I know we're going to take our time and we're in a rush, and they are in a rush, and they probably will take their time. But they didn't spend all that money to not use those characters.
Right, right.
And I know it's like, I wouldn't want to be Wolverine.
Nope.
You know, because that's like tough shoes. I don't care who they cast, because that comparison is going to be there. But it's like, you don't get the X-Men and not use the X-Men. And open up the X-Men also opens up, because think about it, if you're doing space stuff, and they're doing a lot of space stuff now, the X-Men has done a lot of space stuff. And it opens up a whole lot of things with like the Shi'ar and the Brood and all this extraterrestrial crap and all this weird stuff. And it's kind of like, Marvel's going to look a lot, it's going to look real weird. And probably like in a good way, because it's kind of like, this is the first time where you don't really know what's next. Like, you know, you get in the Spider-Man movie, but before, like, everything was planned out to reach basically this movie.
Yep.
And now we've done this movie.
And, well, one, oodles of money. So that'll be... It's nice that one movie can probably finance, what, six others?
Yeah, this movie might make $1 billion. This movie might make $1 billion worldwide by the end of the weekend. That's insane.
Yeah, I'll be very curious about the box office drop after the first week. A lot of people didn't get a chance to go this weekend, which is hilarious, because haha. But... Yeah.
I think the first movie that's going to hit, that's going to have a box office dent in this is like that Pikachu movie. That movie going to do monster money.
Wait, which one? I'm sorry.
Detective Pikachu. I'm telling you right now, because I've seen the previews for it, and my wife is not into stuff like this, and she was curious. She was like, oh, I'll see this. People that were in my theater, like these hardcore nerds, you think would turn their nose, they're like, oh, I want to see this. And Pokemon's a, You saw people go on the street 4 a.m. when that Pokemon Go crap was going on and put on their phones, like, I'm going to go to this alley to find a Pokemon. These are grown-ass men. Like, Pokemon is still a big-ass deal. Yeah. And everything I've heard, seen this movie, is like, yeah, this is going to be, like, the biggest video game movie of all time, because it just looks like this. It looks good. And it looks like, I remember when I first heard, you know, it's funny we wrapping up with this. I remember when I first heard about this, I'm like, this seems stupid.
Yes.
And then I saw the previews and, like, hearing Ryan Reynolds' voice, and, like, these Pokemons look, well, not real, but real-ish in a creepy way. But it looked like it fit like this. It looks like a well-done movie. Like, I would see this. And I'm not even into Pokemon like that. So, I mean, you got that, and then, like, Godzilla.
You missed somebody. You got John Wick as well.
That's going to make its money, but that's, like, separate from, like, you know.
Yeah, because it's rated R, so.
But then it's like that, and then, like, Aladdin.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because I saw.
Well, Dumbo didn't do that well, so I'll be curious.
Dumbo's different. Like, Aladdin and Lion King are going to, they making all the damn money. Because how many people remember a Dumbo, like, oh, I miss Dumbo?
Oh, well.
Exactly.
There's people that, and, like, for me, like, the Aladdin thing was just seeing Will Smith all blue. That was really weird, man. So I don't know if that's going to affect people's enjoyment.
I mean, people been cracking jokes about how silly it looks. They're still going to go see it. Like, what previews did they show at your theater before your movie?
We got the new Will Smith one where he's fighting an older version or younger version of himself.
Gemini Man.
That looked cool as hell.
That special effects, I was like...
Well, I was like, why the hell does he look so weird?
It's like, because it's a younger-ass version. Yeah. Like, I was like... Yeah, I'm like, and it's funny because it's different when you do the whole time thing. When it's not as weird when you just see one version, but you see them both next to each other. Yeah. That's what's throwing me off. It's like, we've come a long way with this whole time agent thing. And I know that Netflix movie with Pacino and De Niro and Pesci that they're doing with that. Suppose that's why it costs so much, because they're using that with that one. It's like, wow. It's gonna get to a point where people will be start wondering, like, it's gonna start opening up, like, some thorny boxes as far as, like, acting, because it's like, if I can just do the younger version of you, can I just use you when you're dead? If I got your voice,
there's been that debate, because remember they had that, what was it,
Rogue One?
Well, no, I'm talking even commercials.
Oh,
they had,
yeah,
people dancing and all that, and like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. We didn't give you permission to do this. So, yeah, I don't know. That's such a weird thing. We had Lion King.
We had that.
Star Wars was the last one.
That was our first one.
Godzilla.
We didn't get that one.
That was cool. And they said in the trailer, 17 Titans. And I was like, oh. Anyways. Yeah.
We got Detective Pikachu.
We didn't get that.
And we got Secret Life of Pets Part 2.
No, I didn't get that. I can't remember the other ones.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot. It was on, like,
oh, we got Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, we didn't get that one.
Yeah, that looks utterly ridiculous, even you more know what's so funny? On the big screen. And I can't wait to see that movie.
Is it where... It was a lot of commercials for that over the weekend during, like, the playoffs. And, like, that movie don't come out to, like, what, July or August?
August.
And yes. It's yes. April. And they've been hyping that. And Norman's like, he waits like a month out. They've been hyping that movie a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. I keep seeing a commercial. You see in a commercial the Haka dancer and Roman Reigns at the end. And I'm like, I'm just sitting like, wow, this is a thing. Like, because I was noticing, like, I saw a commercial like 5 times in one day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this movie don't come out for like 3 months.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out too. I mean, also, you look at the preview, and it's so ridiculous. You're like, hey, this is entertaining as well. So, nah, that was it for the previews. But one thing, then, we got to get going. So, we mentioned the X-Men is future. What about the Fantastic Four?
And
The reason I bring them up is, you've got Banner as a genius, but we lost our super genius. And Reed Richards is the smartest man in the Marvel Universe. So, it seems like a perfect time... or perfect character to slip in, but is that brand so damaged that you can use them, like, within the next 5 to 10 years?
You can fix anything if you got the right cast and the right story. They fixed Batman, and Batman was... It's funny.
Took a while, though.
It took a while, but Batman's way bigger than Fantastic Four. And as bad as, okay, what's the worst movie? The last Fantastic Four movie that came out, or Batman and Robin?
Oh, shit. Oh, that's brutal. Yeah. No, the Fantastic Four is worse. So,
no.
Hands down. No. Hands down. That movie makes no sense. It just ends out of the blue. Hold up.
Okay. Batman and Robin had Batman pull out an American Express card.
All right. This is one. I'm going to stop right now. This is one. I'm not going to do this. This is one where it would be better to watch both of them.
I have.
And oh.
Fantastic Four is bad and boring. Batman and Robin is horrible.
But like, at least there's like a camp to it.
No. To where Batman like, Forever has. No. Batman Forever had camp and was bad. But it was
which
like
was
Joseph
Batman Parker. And Robin? That was. The last one,
the
right?
That was the last one. The one with Schwarzenegger and, yeah, and Uma Thurman. I'm like, no. It was kind of like, let's take Batman Forever and make it worse. Like, it's a reason it took 8 years before Batman Begins.
Well, you know those movies are essentially the exact same? Like, how they're structured? If you watch Batman Forever and then Batman and Robin, they are structured the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
So like the different beats, except they introduce like a different character. That's it. Everything else is the same.
I'm gonna give up being Batman. Oh, somebody here to change my mind. Maybe I'm gonna be in love. And it's like they switched out, like, you know, you go from what's her name, Nicole Kidman, to Ellie McPherson.
Yeah.
And like, I don't remember what she did in Batman and Robin. I just know she was in there, and George Clooney sitting here like, man, ER looking real nice right now. I know I want to do this movie. I want to do this movie thing, but maybe I don't know. So, but no. It's... I mean, you got to do Fantastic Four, because one's Fantastic Four, too, and you got Doctor Doom. So, it's just the hardest thing is like nailing... I mean, casting is the key, and Marvel's the king of casting, but... And it's easier with, I mean, Fantastic Four, you just got to find four. And then Doctor Doom is going to be the one. That's nailing that is more important than nailing them. The X-Men is going to be the hard one. Because it's one, which ones do you use? And more importantly, like, Fox's biggest issue was they had to build around who became the biggest star. It was fine when it was Wolverine and Hugh Jackman. Because it's Wolverine, and Wolverine has its precedence that Wolverine was like has been popular, the stuff they built around him. But when it came to the new ones, Mystique got to be the leader of the X-Men because Jennifer Lawrence was in the Hunger Games. And it just like ruins. I'm like, yeah. No. Like, I'm kind of fast. I'm kind of cool. Like, you don't got to follow canon, whatever. But even that's like, no, you can't do that just because. And that's Marvel's never had that problem because it's like, you know, we cast who we cast and the story goes around the story. So it's like, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. can be the sidekick to Tom Holland and Spider-Man because the story demands it. And Robert Downey Jr. don't care because we give him $20 million.
And then
so,
plus whatever back end on every movie.
Yeah, so it's like, it's been like they've never had to shoehorn a story just because someone's like a big star. So that's one benefit of casting. The problem is, and is this going to be one person, Wolverine? That's the elephant in the room. And not only that, I say Wolverine, and I say like Professor Xavier Magneto, because
yes,
it's like
I was going to say them too.
Patrick Stewart and James McAvoy were both good, and Ian McKellen and Michael Fassbender was both. If I would say, I know it's like, you know, we can wrap up, like, you know, if you're going to reboot stuff from scratch. I would, if they kept them, those two, I wouldn't be mad. Like, if they kept
Fassbender,
you know,
and McAvoy?
Yeah. Or if they want to be Stewart or McKellen, if they want to do that. Like, if they kept those original ones. Because, like, who else could you think of being Professor Xavier?
Well, obviously, it doesn't have to be someone with hair. Because I always shave
yeah,
it.
Still, it's like we've had, because Patrick Stewart was damn near perfect. Because it's like, when they did that, it's like, that's the first person people thought of. It's like, okay, Don Picard is definitely Professor Xavier. Just put him in a chair. And then James McAvoy became younger. Xavier was, like, perfect. And, like, Xavier, young Xavier is not as hard to cast. Magneto, I'm like, nah, you, good luck with that one too. Because it's like, you ain't touching McKellen, which is funny thinking about it in hindsight, because you never thought Magneto being old. You definitely ain't touching Fassbender. Like, I would not, like, yeah. Don't try to say, oh, we're just going to have Clive Owen do it. And think that works. So, put the Wolverine one going to be the toughest one.
It's funny.
And it better not be Scott. It better not be Scott. And it better not be Scott Eastwood.
Or Jai Courtney with his Captain Boomerang chops. But well, we got plenty of time for that, as in forever. Well, we're not going to be here someday, I guess. But anyways, I'm sure we're going to talk about it more next week, because I know you're going to see it again. And I think next week I'll start reading about people's comments just for the fun of it, because that's not a good idea. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Go see Avengers Endgame if you haven't already. And I don't know why we're pumping that up, because we ain't getting any residuals. So, so we'll talk at you next week.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi. We are out.